请大家同心默祷。Let's pray in silence. 阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，继续这一堂课。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue this lesson.
我们这一堂要跟大家谈分享的是代祷。
The topic for this class is intercessory prayer.
因为我们这一次主题定了彼此认罪，互相代求。
Because the theme of this spiritual convocation is confess to each other and pray for each other.
一个真诚的认罪。
A true confession.
除了要能够跟人之间求和以外。
In addition to seek forgiveness from another party.
最重要的是要有神在中间里面工作。
The most important thing is God will work in among us.
所以最好的方式就是在祷告里面去进行。
So the best way is do it through prayer.
刚刚我们也听到周传道这样分享。
Just now, in Pastor Zhou's sharing.
一个真正的饶恕是要在心里面去释放别人。
A true forgiveness comes from the heart.
中文翻作饶恕，英文就是一种释放的意思。
Forgiveness means to release.Or free other.
就是让这个人离开我们的心里，不要背在心理上。
So that means that person is no longer in your heart to burden you.
当我们在心里面能够释放人的时候，
So when we are willing to release that person from our heart,
我们就得到平安。
Then we will have peace in our heart.
因为我们不会再去计算。
Because no longer we are bothered by them.
有时候我们心里愿意释放，但是看到对方就很难做到了。
Sometimes we are really willing to let go that person from our heart, but when we see him, we cannot do it.
所以进一步要怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
要在主里面释放对方。
So we should try to release the other party from the in the Lord.
就是要借着祷告来释放对方。
That is through prayer to release other.
求主给我们力量，能够承担做起这种事。
We ask the Lord to give us strength to be able to do this.
所以这个时候并不在乎次数的多少。
It doesn't matter how many times.
就是饶恕多少人次数，那个就不在乎了。
It doesn't matter how many times you forgive the other person.
而是完全的去释放人。
Instead, you release or free that person completely.
所以代祷的工作很重要。
So it's important to do intercessory prayer.
尤其彼此认罪。
Especially confessing each other.
乃是促进人之间和睦的一个动作。
It promotes harmony among each other.
也就是能够做到人跟神之间和好的动作。
So that also, by doing this, we are reconciled with God.
所以谈到这里，这个代祷的工作就很重要了。
So the intercessory prayer is very important.
祷告是基督徒的一个信仰的生活之一。
Prayer is an important part of our Christian life.
是我们每天不可缺少的一种属灵生活。
It's something we must do every day.
有一首儿童的诗歌。
There's a child hymn.
那里谈到多祷告就多得恩典能力。
If we pray more, we'll receive more strength and grace.
不祷告就没有恩典能力。
No prayer, that means we have no strength.
少祷告就少得到恩典能力。
And less prayer and less power and grace.
所以祷告可以说是跟神建立一个密相契的关系。
To pray is to have a close fellowship with God.
也是我们能够体验神他的恩惠和赏赐的一种方式。
It is also a way we can experience God's power and grace.
更是我们一个基督徒的见证生活。
It also serves as good testimony for Christians.
所以祷告是我们的需要。
Prayer is a necessity.
祷告是我们的本分。
Prayer is our duty.
祷告更是我们恩典的领受。
Through prayer we can receive grace.
也是我们在肉身和属灵里面重要的呼吸。
It also serves as a breathing in our spiritual being.
那我们祷告的对象。
Who should we pray to?
不单单是为自己耶。
Who should we pray for? Not just ourselves.
包括一切的人事物。
And but also for people around us.
你只要出于诚心。
As long as we come pray with a sincere heart.
而且祷告所求的内容也合乎神的旨意。
And the thing we pray is according to God's will.
神必垂听和悦纳这样的人的祷告。
God will listen and answer our prayer.
说起来，在教会里面的侍奉的工作里面
，So in the service in church，
代祷的工作是很重要的一种学习。
Intercessor prayer is an important task for everyone.
主耶稣非常重视祷告的生活。
Jesus emphasized a prayer life.
他教导门徒许多的事情。
He taught a disciple many things.
但是他在受难前又再次提醒一件事。
Before his suffering, he reminded the disciples.
也就是那一晚在客西马尼园做祷告的时候。
That is when Jesus prayed in Gethsemane.
他自己来回祷告三次。
He prayed three times.
但是这个时候他所爱的那三个门徒。
But the three beloved disciples.
跟从他三年多。
They followed Jesus 3 years.
总是学不会祷告。
They never learned how to pray.
所以耶稣特别这样教导。
So Jesus specifically taught them again.
我们请看马太福音的26章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音26章。
Matthew 26.
26章请看41节。
Verse 41.
从40节看起。
Starting from verse 40.
这里当主耶稣第一次祷告完了以后。
After praying for the first time, Jesus did this.
第一次祷告完了以后。
Okay. After he made his first prayer.
然后来看那三个门徒打瞌睡了。
He saw he found those three disciples sleeping.
四十一节就对他们说。
Verse 41, he said to them.
你们总要警醒祷告啊。
Watch and pray.
免得入了迷惑。
So that you will not fall into temptation.
耶稣非常重视这个祷告工作啊。
Jesus emphasized the task of prayer.
他自己是神。
He is God himself.
从他口里说出的每一句话都带有能力。
Every word come from the mouth of Jesus is powerful.
他也做了很好的祷告模范。
He gave us good example of prayer.
他在这里教导凡是他的门徒一定要警醒祷告。
So he taught his disciple to watch and to pray.
当我们做到这样的动作的时候。
If we can do this.
你不用讲很多话。
We need not say much.
你又不用做很多事。
We need not do much.
你只要诚心。
We need is sincere heart and do our best.
祷告就会生发出神的力量见证来。
Through prayer, we can experience God's power and testimony.
所以祷告的生活。
So a prayer life.
对于一个跟随主的基督徒来讲。
For a believer who follows Jesus.
是不能缺少的一个。重要的信仰生活。
It's a very necessary part of his daily life.
我们就首先看使徒保罗他怎么样教导代祷的工作。
Let's examine how Apostle Paul taught about a life of intercessory prayer.
我们来看一下提摩太前书第二章。
First, please refer 1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章
First Timothy chapter 2
请看一节到三节
From verse 1 to 3
第一节
Verse 1
我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢第二节
2
为君王和一切在位的也该如此使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日这是好的在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。
Verse 3, yes.
提摩太前书和后书及提多书称作教牧书信。
First and Second Timothy and Titus is considered as pastoral letters.
那尤其在提摩太前书第二章里面。
Especially in chapter 2.
可以说是保罗教导年轻的传道人提摩太有关教会的侍奉生活。
Here, Paul taught the young minister Timothy how to serve in the church.
所以第二章里面就谈到四种侍奉。
There are four kinds of service in a church.
第一种侍奉是一节到三节的代祷的侍奉。
The first service is from verse 1 to 3, that is an intercessory prayer.
第二种侍奉。
The second part,
是从第四节到第七节讲的福音的侍奉。
And it's from verse 4 to 7 is a gospel service.
那第三种侍奉。
A third service.
就是第八节里面讲的弟兄的侍奉。
That is serving brothers.
第四种侍奉。
And the fourth kind of service.
九节到十五节讲的姐妹的侍奉。
And from verse 9 to 15 regarding service, for the sisters.
在当时初期的教会里面。
In the early churches.
这四种侍奉是非常基本的教会里面的侍奉。
These four kind of service are basic in the church.
当然到我们今天的教会来讲。
Of course, for today's church,
以这四个基本的侍奉再研发出许多的侍奉生活。
We can develop a more service out of these four basic services.
比如说团契生活咯。
For example, the fellowship life.
这个其他各种的像中间团契生活咯。
Or the fellowship for the core members.
社青的团契生活咯。
Or a fellowship among a society youth.
甚至老人团契的生活咯。
Or the elderly fellowship.
圣工的团契生活咯。
Or a fellowship for the sacred workers.
所以我们现在教会有很多的侍奉的这种种类。
So in our church, there are many kind of services.
那我们从这个第二章的代祷的侍奉里面。
So from this service of intercessory prayer,
我们有看到这个有关代祷的工作的一个重要性。
We can see the importance of intercession.
保罗看得很重要哦。
Paul considered this very important.
你看那个第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
他说教会的侍奉里面第一要紧就是代祷哎。
Paul said, first of all, intercessory prayer is very important.
为万人祷告哎。
Pray for all people.
恳求哎。
And request and prayer and request.
甚至啊，为那个在位的君王一切的人祷告哎。
And pray for kings and those in authority.
所以可见代祷啊，不单单只为你喜欢的人祷告啊。
We are not just praying for those we love.
它的范围是很宽的。
We also pray for many other people.
那我们在这里要讲的。
This is what we need to understand.
代祷可以经验神的同在的一种见证。
Intercession allows us to experience God's abidance.
那为什么保罗在这里讲要代祷？
Why Paul said we need to pray for others.
其实我们为人代祷有好处。
Because it has many benefits.
这里提到三个好处。
Three benefits here.
我们请看第二节的最后一句话。
The last half of second verse.
说代祷可以使我们敬虔端正。
Prayer can allow us to live a peaceful and quiet life.
第一个好处就是得到敬虔的生活了。
That means we will have a godly life.
教会里面的生活。
In the church life.
代祷真的是很重要的彼此之间的一种联系。
Intercession will bind us together.
当我们进了代祷的工作的时候。
When we do our duty of intercession.
很自然的会生出一个敬畏神的心呢。
First, we will have a fear to God.
会祈求神的怜悯帮助。
We will ask God to have mercy.
为了要得到神的帮助。
And then we ask God to help us.
我们会调整自己。
And we will adjust ourselves.
怎么样来渴慕神的同工。
We will desire for God's abidance.
所以我们会想办法让自己进入到一个敬虔的态度里面。
So we will develop a godly and fearful attitude toward God.
然后带动我们进入到一种敬虔的生活里头啊。
And through prayer, we enter a life of a godly life.
当我们有这样的追求。
When we pursue in this way,
我们来到神面前，神就悦纳。
And that God will accept to our prayers.
不然我们得不到门进入。
Otherwise, we cannot approach God.
更没有办法进入到主的恩典中间。
We cannot enter into the grace of God.
所以代祷会让我们得到敬虔的生活。
Through intercession, we will have a godly life.
我们再来看第二节最后一句话。
Let's read second half of verse 2.
这里说平安无事的度日。
To live a peaceful and quiet life.
所以代祷的第二个好处会让我们平安的度日。
Second benefit is through intercession we will have a peaceful life.
你想想看。
Let's imagine this.
你懂得会为人祷告。
We know how to pray for others.
你肯花时间祷告。
We are willing to spend time to
pray. 我们常常在祷告也会思想神的话哦。
In prayer, we actually meditate the words of God.
神向我们说什么话。
What does God say to us?
然后你最喜欢的经文是什么？
What's our favorite verse?
神应许的真理是什么？
The promise of God.
一个会祷告的人。
A person who know how to pray.
他会懂得思想神的话。
He will meditate God's word.
然后抓住神的话应许作为祷告的依据。
So he will take hold on the God's promise in his prayer.
那你祷告没事干了。
So, in this way, we need to work. We don't need to do anything.
有时候碰到灵恩布道会。
In the spiritual convocation.
有的慕道者不敢到前面来祷告。
Some true seeker dare not come forward to pray.
跪在里面。
Kneel in the back.
那我们当传道知道，哎，那个是慕道朋友。
So the pastor know this is a true seeker.
结果过去里面按手啊。
So the pastor went to the backseat to lay hand on him.
也有祷告的声音啊。
So because the pastor is praying with a sound.
准备按手的时候，结果旁边我们老信徒倒下去耶。
But at that instance, an old believer just pass out.
还以为老信徒换血。
Initially, I thought this old believer was possessed by demons.
结果看他，
but I look closely.
他马上不好意思说一声对不起，我祷告打瞌睡啦。
Look closely, the old believer said I was sleeping. I believe God for five or six decades.
本来按手按那个慕道者的头啊，结果是我们信徒倒哎。
Before I was try to lay hand on that true seeker, but the old believer fell down.
信五六十年呢，祷告到不知道祷告什么，顺便打瞌睡。
After believing God for six decades, and he prayed until sleep.
我们这几天祷告，我好像没有看到信徒打瞌睡了。
In the past few days, I didn't see people sleep during prayer.
哇，还好沈连敏慕道者没有受他的影响。
Thank God that the true seeker was not affected by this believer.
按那个慕道者，他得到宝贵的圣灵了。
So when I lay hand on this true seeker, he received the precious Holy Spirit.
就很难想象为什么祷告你还可以打瞌睡呢？
It's hard to imagine that you sleep during prayer.
听旁边的信徒说，他常常祷告打瞌睡，有时候还会打鼾呢。
Some people
祷告中间打鼾。
Some people say he also not only sleep but also snore during
prayer. 太离谱了。
It's
信主五六十年，祷告到睡觉打鼾。
And he believed God for six decades, yet he sleep during prayer.
你正在祷告，你把神当做什么
？So what do you treat God as?
其实你每一次用心的祷告啊，就会多一次用心的体验呢、啊。
But if we pray with heart, then we have a greater experience.
圣经古圣徒有许多很会祷告。
There are many people in the Bible know how to pray.
我们就来看看一位。
Let's examine one person.
请看民数记十四章。
Please turn to Numbers chapter 14.
民数记的十四章。
Numbers chapter 14.
十四章我们来看十三节一直到二十节。
Chapter 14 verse 13 to 20.
我们在这里看到。
In this passage we see this.
会众向亚伦，向摩西亚伦发怨言呢。
The people were complaining against Moses and Aaron.
这个地点发生在加迪斯巴尼亚这个地方。
The place occurred on Kadesh.
因为派了十二个探子回来，十个说啊，不能攻打迦南地。
Because the ten spies among the twelve said they cannot attack Canaan.
只有两个有信心的探子约书亚和加勒说，我们凭信心可以攻打。
Only two spies, Joshua and Caleb, have faith, say we can attack them.
但是这两个讲诚实有信心的人呢、啊？
But these two spies who have faith.
会中听信那十个探子没有信心的话。
When not trusted by the whole people, and they still believe those ten spies.
第十节这里说，大家想要拿石头打死这两个人呢、啊。
In verse 10 say the whole assembly was about to stone them.
然后十一节、十二节，神生气了。
And then verse 11, God was very angry.
对着摩西这样讲。
Lord said to Moses,
这百姓藐视我要到什么时候呢？
How long will these people treat me with contempt?
我行的神迹怎么不相信呢？
How come they don't believe my miracles?
他们不信我要到什么时候呢？
How long will they refuse and believe in me?
神决定要用瘟疫来击杀这些百姓。
I will strike them with a plague.
决定要不让他们承受应许的迦南地。
And they will not inherit the promised land.
就在这个时候，神对摩西讲一句话。
And then God said to Moses.
我们看十二节的后面。
And let's read verse 12.
神就说：“我让摩西你的后裔成为大国啊，我不要这些百姓了。
”But I will make you into a nation greater than stronger than they.
如果我们是摩西，神这样跟我们说，我们很有的会很高兴哦。
we were Moses, will we be happy?
摩西看中我, 我的家, 我的后裔, 神看中我, 我的家, 我的后裔,
God look highly on me and my family.
但是摩西没有这样的私心。
But Moses didn't think this way.
接下来就13节到19节, 他向神祷告。
From verse 13 to 19, Moses prayed to God.
这个里面呢, 他就是抓住神的应许来祷告。
In this prayer, Moses took hold God's promise.
13节说,
verse 13.
神啊, 你曾施展大能, 将百姓从埃及救上来啊。
God, you have demonstrated great power and brought these people out of Egypt.
你曾经用云柱火柱领导百姓啊。
You led them with the pillar of cloud and fire.
你不能把百姓杀在旷野里面啊。
You cannot kill them in the wilderness.
你应该照着你的应许, 让百姓进入迦南地啊。
Please fulfill your promise and bring them into land of Canaan.
他不为自己的,
He didn't pray for himself. He didn't think for himself.
也不只有看顾自己的家。
He didn't only see his own family. Let's read verse 17.
摩西祷告求主大显能力。
And Moses prayed God to show his
power.
Please fulfill your promise to the Israelite.
结果他的祷告,
and in the end, his prayer,
神垂听,
God listened to his prayer.
20节,
verse 20,
神就对摩西说,
and God said to Moses,
我照着你祷告的话,
I have forgiven, according to your prayer, I have forgiven them.
哇，这真是懂得抓住神应许祷告的人呢。
This is a person know how to take hold God's promise.
甚至啊, 得到神的垂听啊,
and his prayer was answered by God.
为以色列百姓代祷,
and he prayed for the Israelites.
神就止息了愤怒,
God's anger was subsided.
所以代祷啊, 会建立一个平安的生活,
intercessor prayer established a peaceful life.
所以这个对我们有很好的一个劝勉,
this serves as good encouragement to us.
我们要顺服, 听从神的话,
We need to obey God's word.
就会安然居住,
and then we have a peaceful life.
我想安静,
live a quiet life.
不怕灾祸,
we have no fear to disaster.
事实上啊, 我们要能够有真正平安的生活,
if we desire a quiet life,
最简单的做法,
the simplest way to do this,
你可以从祷告的生活开始做起,
can be done through a prayer life.
所以保罗才讲出这种见证啊,
so Paul gave this testimony.
能够得到神的同行啊,
and God was with him.
代祷的第三个好处,
and the third benefit of intercessory prayer.
我们再回过来看提摩太前书第二章,
let's turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章,
1 Timothy chapter 2,
第三节,
verse 3.
在这里说, 这是好的,
this is good.
这是好的是讲第一节的那个代祷的工作,
it means the intercessory praying task is good.
这是好这句话是讲第一节的代祷的工作。
This is God referring to the work in verse 1.
怎么样的豪华呢?
How good is it?
代祷的工作在我们神面前是可蒙悦纳的。
This work pleases God.
所以代祷的第三个好处是蒙主悦纳。
The third benefit of intercession is it pleases God.
每一个真诚的基督徒,
every true Christian,
他会做到一件事,
he will do one thing.
也就是说他会留意神喜欢的是什么事,
he will pay attention to what God likes.
什么是纯全善良的旨意,
what is God's perfect will?
他会去留意这一点,
he will try to find this.
然后要讨神的喜欢啊,
he will try to please God.
诶, 这才是一个真诚的基督徒耶。
This is a true Christian.
神喜欢什么,
Whatever God wants,
神交代什么,
whatever God commands, in order to please God.
保罗他立志啊,
Paul made this determination.
我要立志讨主喜悦,
I decide to please God.
所以保罗他所做的事情都蒙神的悦纳同在。
Indeed, everything Paul did pleases God.
如果我们也肯愿意这样,
if we have the same determination,
既然神借着他的话来教导我们啊,
God already taught us with his word,
我们就要凡事蒙主悦纳,
so we should do everything to please God,
我们才能够常常活在主的恩典中间,
and then we'll live in the grace of the Lord,
我们才能够常常走在主的道路上面,
we will walk on the Lord, the way on the Lord.
所以既然代祷是蒙主悦纳的事,
Since intercession is something that pleases God,
我们就要去学习它。
We should learn to do it.
我们就要用心来体验，而且做好这样的动作。
We should do our best to fulfill this task.
让人有盼望的这位神呢、啊、
？The God that gives hope to people.
他就会照他一切的应许啊，来临到愿意这样做的人。
He will fulfill his promise and give a blessing to these people.
既然代祷有这三个好处。
Since intercession has the three
benefits, 我们以下就要从圣经里面
now we'll study the Bible,
来举出几个古圣徒在这方面的见证。
To find good example in the Bible,
既然摆在圣经里面
they are recording the Bible,
一定有要我们学习的地方。
They can serve as good example to us.
不然摆在圣经里面做什么用？
Otherwise, why are they recording the Bible?
就是要教导我们幕后的人要这样做。
The purpose is to give us example to learn.
我们就提出几个。
Well, give us few examples.
来看看他们在代祷的工作上面的见证。
To see what kind of testimony they gave in intercession.
可以作为我们的一个典范。
And they can be a model for us.
因为我们发现从他们代祷的工作中。
Their intercessory praying task.
看到许多美好的见证在里面。
We can see many good testimonies.
那首先我们要看的是。古圣徒叫做耶伯。
First, let's examine Job.
是 ancient saint 古圣徒哈。
Ancient saint, Job.
我们来看耶伯记第一章。
Chapter one, Job chapter one.
第一节。
Verse one.
这里记载在上古时代啊。
In the ancient days,
因为一般认为耶伯记的年代是较属于上古时代的年代。
People consider the time of Job was in the very ancient times.
我们谈到圣经的上古时代，就是创世纪一章一直到十一章。
Ancient time means starting from chapter one Genesis to chapter 11.
当然有一些人的说法，时间年代不同。
Other people may have a different time frame.
但是较多人认同是。大约是在上古时代的一个时代的人。
So most people consider Job belonging to the ancient time period.
那在乌斯地有一个人叫做约伯。
In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job.
那个人呢、啊，他完全正直。
This man was blameless and upright.
又敬畏神。
He feared God.
又远离恶事。
And shun evil.
那他有一天突然遭受到灾难。
One day, he encountered calamity.
这个灾难不是出于他违背神的地方。
This calamity did not come because he disobeyed God.
而是被魔鬼攻击了。
He was attacked by Satan.
他一天十个孩子、啊、意外死亡。
In one day, his 10 children died of auto accident.
又有敌人攻打他的家、欸。
And then their enemy attacking his family.
夺走财产。
To rob away his possession.
践踏他的家业。
And destroy his family.
然后自己又得了毒疮。
And then he himself was afflicted with many illness. So he was struck down from outside and inside.
非常可怜呢。
Very pitiful.
从一个极富有的人掉到极贫穷的人呢。
From a position of very rich, he was become very
poor. 连他太太也责备他。
Even his wife rebuked him.
他说不要再信你的神了。
She said, "Don't believe God anymore."
没有用了。
There's no use.
连他的朋友也责备他。
Even his friend rebuked him.
一口咬定你一定是犯罪。
They insist that he must have sinned.
但是我们在看耶伯记的时候，
But when we study the book of Job,
他在第一章、第二章就讲明了，在一切患难过程他没犯罪哦。
In chapter 1-2, it said very clearly Job did not sin among this.
所以我们不要在中间一直猜他哪里错哪里错没有的。
Let's not try to guess what sin Job committed.
我们来看一下耶伯记第一章。
Let's read chapter 1 of Job.
22节。
Verse 22.
第一章22节。
Job chapter 1,
在这一切的事上，耶伯并不犯罪，也不以神为遗忘哦。
In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
讲这一切事上是讲他整个患难过程哦。
All means everything he encountered.
他都不犯罪哦。
He didn't sin.
没有把神当作愚笨这样来对待哦。
He did not charge God with wrongdoing.
我们再来看二章的第十节下半段。
Let's read chapter 2 verse 10.
在这一切的事上，耶伯并不以口犯罪。
In all this, Job did not sin in what he said.
他连讲话都不敢得罪神呢。
He didn't even dare to sin with his mouth.
一直到三十八章到四十一章。
Until chapter 38.
到四十一章。
From chapter 38 to 41.
神才出声跟他讲话。
And God appeared to him and said to him.
那二章自从三章以后啊，一直到三十七章啊，神不在中间。
From chapter 3 to 37, God was not there.
他的朋友一直责备他，轮番上阵，三次对话。
And his friend took turn to rebuke him.
所以当我们在看这个时候，会看到那种苦难神学的这种意境在里面。
So we can see the theology of tribulation in these chapters.
世上大概没有几个人可以有这样的能耐啊。
Not many people in this world can endure as much as Job did.
但圣经把古圣徒约伯表露在这里，让我们去认识。
But the Bible clearly give us a record of Job, so we can study.
直到三十八章到四十一章，神对约伯说话的时候。
Until chapter 38 onward, God spoke to Job.
这个时候的约伯才顿悟，哎，才知道自己渺小。
At that moment. Job came to realization he was very small.
所以最后他在炉灰中这样来懊悔祷告。
And then he repented in the ashes.
从前我风闻有神。
Before I heard about God.
现在我亲眼看见神。
Now I see God with my eyes.
所以他就厌恶他自己，哎呀，就跟一个炉灰灰尘那么样的微小哎。
Therefore, I despise myself and repent in the dust.
他才借这一次明白，深深的知道，凡事神都能做。
And in this, Job realized God can do everything.
神要怎么安排人事的问题啊？任何人不能拦阻哎。
God can in His free will make arrangement on everything we do. Nobody can stop Him.
而且神一切的作为是太奇妙了。
And God's work is beyond our comprehension.
说起来，我们没有那种经历。
We do not have such experience.
在乌斯地是最有钱的人呢。
In the land of Uz, Job was a rich man.
然后在极短的日子受到大灾难，成为最贫穷的人呢。
In a short time, he encountered calamity. He became the poorest people.
哇，一个人啊，在这种生活状况。两种人生啊，很痛苦的。
Imagine a person go through this kind of transition is very painful.
从一个像是天堂快乐的那种富有的日子里面
，from the status of living like in heaven, very rich,
跌落到极贫穷的炼狱的人生
，and he fell like a life in become like living hell.
然后成为一无所有
，and he had nothing.
哇，这种操练不简单。
This kind of discipline is not easy for him.
我们一般的人沦落到这样就很痛苦。
If we have the same situation, we'll be very pitiful.
你本来就比较生活很普通。
We have a very normal life.
你要生活很简单。
And we have a simple life.
再苦你也忍耐。
So we can endure some hardship.
但是对一个富有的人来讲
，But for a rich man,
一世英名跌落到你什么都不是，一无所有，很难受的。
From a very rich position and fell into a very poor position. It's very difficult for him.
如果这个时候的你，你是六十岁遇到这种状况
，Suppose you are age 60, you encounter this.
那过去打拼的六十年都化为乌有了。
Everything we worked hard in the past six decades has gone.
你还有可能再有六十年给你打拼人生吗？没有了。
Do I have another 60 years so I can do redo everything I did?
但我们最关注的焦点在哪里呢？
What is our focus on this book?
后来神让他通过这个苦难。
After the passage of the suffering,
他又再一次从神得到十个儿女，接双倍的产业。
Job received another 10 children and double possessions.
我们来看那个约伯记四十二章。
Let's read Job chapter 42.
十二节以下。
From verse 12 onward,
这里神后来赐福给约伯的比先前更多。
The Lord blessed a later part of Job more than the first.
然后十三节又说，
In verse 13,
又是给他十个儿女。
He also had ten children.
哇，十五节又说啊，那个孩子长得很漂亮。
And verse 15 says his children are very handsome and beautiful.
圣经说这个人漂亮就是漂亮啊。
When the Bible says a person is beautiful, it is beautiful.
圣经不会乱写的。
The Bible will not say something wrong.
我顺便跟大家分享一个秘密。
I will share a secret with you.
如果有人看到你，你说，哎，你长得好帅，你长得很漂亮。
When someone says you are very handsome, very beautiful,
请你马上注意看对方。
Please look carefully the one who praises you.
因为他天天看镜子啊，他觉得他不错，所以他看到跟他很像的漂亮英俊。
Because that person must look mirror every day and consider himself very handsome or beautiful.
所以他说你漂亮英俊，你请你赶快看他，你比较像他才漂亮英俊呢。
If he said you are beautiful, you must look like him.
啊，有一次我忘了刮胡子。
One day I forgot to shave.
因为我一天不刮胡子就长啊。
I look bad when I don't shave.
啊，有一个弟兄啊，当时我三十几岁，他应该是差不多要五十岁了。
There's a brother was above in his 50. I'm
30-some-year-old. 传道，我看你年龄跟我差不多啊。
And he said, Pastor, I think you have the same age as I.
后我看他比较老了，他看我可能也比较老，因为胡子没刮。
Because I didn't shave, so he thought I'm old.
所以我说是是是是。
I said yes.
那圣经讲漂亮就是漂亮哦，你不要在那边说骗人的，不是的。
But when Bible says someone is beautiful, it's indeed beautiful.
那我们看啊，那个不但约伯得回比原来的财富更多。
Not only Job regained his possession more than he had before.
又多活了140岁。
And verse 16 says he had lived
an additional
140 years. And he saw his children's children, four generations.
年纪老迈，日子满足而死啊。
And he died in his old and full years.
这个是在主里面死啊。
He died in the Lord.
非常过得快乐哎。
It was a very beautiful and happy life.
一个有这种人生，从极富有掉到极贫穷，后来又跑回到原来的位置，我看很难找到这种人啊。
It's very rare to a person's life transition from very rich to very poor and then rich again.
为什么可以在苦境中转回？
Why he can return from his difficult situation?
有一个很重要的因素在里面。
There's an important factor.
那个关键太重要了。
That's a very key point.
我们看第十节。
Verse 10 of chapter 12 of 42.
耶伯为他的朋友祷告。
Job prayed for his friend.
神就使他从耶伯苦境中从苦境中转回。
The Lord made him prosper again.
然后神赐给他的比从前的加倍。
And gave him twice as much as he had before.
这个时候啊，神就出来做一个仲裁者。
God came as a judge.
就对着约伯的那三个朋友说，你们错，约伯是对的。
God said to his three friends, say, you are wrong. Job was right.
对约伯要求啊。
And then, God said to his Job,
你要为你那些朋友代祷啊。
Pray for your friends.
结果约伯为他们代祷。
And Job indeed prayed for his friends.
神就使他从苦境中转回。
Then Lord made him prosper again.
代祷的工作有这么大的力量。
We can see the power of intercessor prayer.
这个才是他走过苦难的操练之后，我们看到的一个代祷的见证。
So after the passage from suffering, we can see the power in the intercessor prayer of Job.
我们再来看第二个人。
Let's examine the second person.
请看诗篇的三十五篇。
Let's examine Psalm chapter 35.
诗篇的三十五篇。
Psalm chapter 35.
三十五篇，我们来看十二节、十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
十二节
，verse 12，
他们向我以恶报善，使我的灵魂孤苦。至于我，当他们有病的时候，我便穿麻衣，尽是刻苦己心。我所求的都归到自己的怀中。这是大卫的祷告。
This is David's prayer。
他在这里这样说。
In these two verses，
这里讲到他们啊，常常以恶报善对他。
They repay me evil for good.
让他的生命灵魂感觉到孤单。
And leave my soul forlorn.
那些敌人呢？
Those enemies.
攻击他。
attacked him.
其实他常常用善来对待他们呢。
But David always repaid their evil with good.
结果没有想到他也为那些敌人代祷。
He even prayed for his enemies.
这里说他穿麻衣进食刻苦己心就是祷告的动作。
He put on sackcloth means he prayed.
结果没有想到啊，他为对方求的那一切神都给他。
And so everything he prayed for his enemy, God gave him.
他所祈求的内容，神都让这些归到他的怀中啊。
Everything he prayed for his enemy, God gave David.
有一次讲到这方面的道理。
Once I talk about this teaching.
有一个高中的英文老师。
There's a high school English teacher.
我讲完道理啊，他就抓我到旁边了。
And he talked to me on the side.
哇，传道。你刚刚讲的那个是我。
Pastor, the person you mentioned is me.
我说没有，我讲的是圣经。
I said, I was talking about the Bible.
哦，原来是怎么样呢？
So what happened?
有一个信徒欠他将近100万。
This one believer was indebted to the teacher for $1 million. Okay, he cannot, that person cannot repay, so he has no credit.
他去把这个钱要回来的时候，
When he tried to get back his money,
还被那个信徒骂。
And that believer scolded him.
哇，他又是读书人，又是高中老师，不好跟他吵啊。
So this teacher, because he studied in school, he didn't argue with him.
怎么祷告啊？
So how he prayed?
主啊，那个钱我不要了，算了。
He said, Lord, I don't want those money back anymore.
看起来有爱心哦。
And it appears he has
love. 但是后面的祷告就不同了。
What happened to the second part of prayer?
主啊，你是公义的神啊！
Lord, you are righteous God.
你至少让他住院也花100万啊！
maybe you are let him to.
这样的话，我的心里才平静啊。
Become sick in the hospital and spend $1 million.
意思就是说，你就是公义的神啊。
Then I feel better. Then God is righteous God.
这种祷告大逆不道。
And this is a very bad prayer.
神跟你是平辈吗？
Is God equal with you?
嘿呀，乱祷告。
And this is wrong prayer.
因为我在祷告里面有说要祝福啊。
I said we pray we should bless our enemies.
不要有这样别样的心啊。
Don't treat others with evil.
刚刚我们周传道勉励的很好啊。
And just now pastors
懂得饶恕人啊。
We should very
用爱来出发点啊。
We should forgive others.
我怎么可以在祷告里面呢、啊？不但审判人，还要砍呢？
But instead, this teacher, in his prayer, judge people and curse people.
哇，所以我讲了有关代祷的工作以后啊，他跟我说，传道，嘿，你怎么知道啊？我的祷告，我说我不知道。
And so after the sermon, he said, "How do you know what I'm doing?" So I said, "I didn't."
哇，后来问他，那你听完了，你要怎么做啊
？So I said, "Now you listen this prayer. How should you do now?"
他就这样回答。
So he replied.
我不要这样祷告，我错了。
I know I'm wrong. I will not pray this way anymore.
我要用爱心祷告祝福啊。
I should pray with love and bless the other.
我要做好一个代祷的工作。
I should do best in my intercessory prayer.
这样做就对了。
I say thank the Lord. This is right.
在祷告中为对方代祷。
So in our prayer, we should pray for others.
祝福
We should bless others.
求神让他渡过难关，你才有机会。得回你那些借款呢？
We should ask God to bless him so that he can overcome his problem.
哇，他想通哎。
And then the teacher understand this.
感谢主。
I thank God.
大卫的祷告也是这样。
David prayed in the same manner.
可以说起来，他尝尽了人生一切的各种的滋味。
David tastes all kind of tastes in his life.
比如说他被扫罗王嫉妒追杀。
For example, he was King Saul was jealous on him.
他有一个很好的部将亚西多福。
He had one subordinate called Ahithophel.
他为他征战建立大卫王国。
And this soldier fought with him.
但是他叛变。
Later he betrayed David.
后来回过来。攻击大卫。
He even tried to kill David.
Attack
David.
他的爱子最帅的那个亚沙龙也反过来攻击爸爸。
His beloved son, the most handsome Absalom, betrayed him, tried to attack him.
对他来讲很痛苦。
It was very painful for him.
他也全部接受,
he accepted all these.
但是他用代祷来面对这些人,
he used intercession to face all these people.
结果就生发出神的恩典见证, 完全护庇到他怀中。
And in the end, God's grace fall upon him.
所以代祷啊, 真的是很重要。
So intercession is very important.
那我们再谈谈一个,
let's mention another one.
讲了旧约也要看看新约。
This one is a person is in New Testament.
我们来看使徒行传的第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
第七章的请看六十节。
Chapter 7 verse 60.
六十节。 又跪下大声喊着说：“主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。”说了这话就睡了。扫罗也喜悦他被害。我们在这里看到，
we see this here.
教会在使徒时代里面被建立了。Church
was established in apostle time.
但是呢，第一个为教会福音殉道的就是施提凡。
And Stephen became the first martyr for the church.
他勇敢地在公会面前做见证，宣传耶稣基督。
Bravely, he testified in the council for Jesus.
但是众人听完了以后,
after everybody heard his testimony,
在54节里面有记载,
in verse 54, it recorded that
全部的人对施提凡生气耶,
they were furious against him,
咬牙切齿耶,
gnashing their teeth.
这个时候的施提凡被圣灵充满,
but Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit,
望向天上,
look up to heaven,
看见神的荣耀,
saw the glory of God,
看见耶稣站在神的右边,
saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God,
看见天开了,
looked the heaven
open, 人子站在那里呀,
the Son of Man was standing
哇,
这是一个大神迹, there. It was a great miracle.
但是57节,
and verse 57,
一直到59节,
to 59,
众人就一起拿石头把他活活地打,
they stoned Stephen.
60节,
in verse 60,
在要快要死的断气的那一刻,
when Stephen was about to die,
他还大声祷告这样说,
he still prayed out loud,
不要把这些罪归于这些人啊,
Lord, do not hold this sin against them.
讲完这句话, 他就睡了, 就是死了。
Having said this, he fell asleep, means he died.
我们想想看,
let's imagine this.
一个人受逼迫,
when a person is persecuted,
他就付出生命,
and paid his life.
在最后要断气的那一秒钟,
at the last moment of his life,
还为人代祷,
he still prayed for others.
这是不得了的一个精神啊,
this is a very great behavior.
自己都要死了, 还为人代祷,
he was about to die, he even prayed for others.
我们看60节最后一句话,
let's read the last sentence of 60.
使徒行传的作者特别把这一句话写在这里, 并不是无聊,
and there's a purpose for the author of Acts to write here.
他说那个扫罗也喜欢他被杀害,
and Saul was there giving approval to the death.
后来被 神拣选改名为保罗,
later Saul's name was changed to Paul.
有施提凡的这一番代祷,
there it was a result of,
我们就看到
Stephen's intercessory,
保罗被神拣选成为门徒,
because in chapter 9 Saul was chosen to become God's disciple.
我们常常只看到他在第九章被拣选,
sometimes we only read chapter 9 how he was converted,
但是我们忽略了却有人为 逼迫他的人祷告, 扫罗, 保罗也在中间,
but we overlook how Stephen prayed for all those who persecuted him.
这是代祷的功效,
this is the effect of
intercession.
God pleases him.
然后第九节, 这么坏的一个保罗, 神接纳他, 拣选他,
and then later such an evil Saul was chosen by God.
哇, 我们看到施提凡的精神, 不为这个患难逼迫,
so we can see Stephen was not afraid of all the persecution.
就因为他的代祷,
and then he also have intercessory prayer.
中间的一个罪人叫做保罗,
and through that prayer, God chose the sinner Paul.
他传福音的工作精神也跟施提凡一样强,
later, Paul had the same spirit like Stephen.
不畏困难,
and he does not afraid of difficulty, not evil.
忠心至实, 传讲神的福音.
He was faithful until death.
他最后要在罗马受死的时候, 他也讲了一句话,
when Paul was about to die in Rome, he said this.
我们来看一下提摩太后书第四章。
Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
16节。
Verse 16.
我初次申诉, 没有人前来帮助, 竟都离弃我, 但愿这罪不归于他们, 唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量，使福音被我尽都传明。以下省略。
Verse 17.
他在这里，他的信仰的人生。
Here Paul mentioned about his life
of faith. 人的帮助有限。
The help from man is limited.
甚至离弃他。
Many people deserted him.
尤其他在患难中的时候。
When he was in difficulty.
但是他也祷告，愿这罪不归于这些人呢。
And he prayed that this sin would not be against him.
是不是祷告跟斯提凡很像啊？
This is very similar to Stephen's prayer.
然后你看那个工作精神。
Let's see his spirit of work.
斯提凡勇敢地做见证，到时他只要是得神的喜悦就好。
Stephen worked very faithfully until death.
我们看这里是七节。
Let's read verse 17.
保罗他的得力量的泉源唯有主站在我旁边。
The source of Paul's power was from the Lord.
加给我力量。
Lord was
gave him power. 福音被传明。
The gospel was preached.
能够避开各种凶恶。
He was able to avoid all the evils.
他也深信神必救他进入荣耀的天国里面。
And he believed the Lord will rescue him and into his heavenly kingdom.
所以他才能够发出胜利的欢呼声说，有公义的冠冕为我存留了。
So he can shout a victory, say, a crown of righteousness is reserved for me.
所以我们在这里很清楚地看到。
So we can clearly see this.
代祷的工作多么的重要啊。
The work of intercession is very important.
绝对不能忽略。
We should never overlook.
我们要有个人的祷告生活习惯。
We must have a personal prayer life.
在你的家要有。
In our family.
你全家也要有一个共同祷告的时间。
That means the whole family needs to have a
时间可以自己定。
Common prayer time.
教会要有共同祷告的时间。
Family in church we have a common time to pray together. Prayer is very important.
你重视它。
If we emphasize prayer.
你也愿意为教会家庭万事万人代祷。
You are willing to pray for all the people for the church.
神就会常常跟这种人同在。
Then God will be with this kind of people.
我们举出的这古圣徒三个人都是这样的见证。
We see the ancient side, the saint, three people like this.
代祷真的很重要的。
In the session is very important.
不知道这里有没有这种现象。
I don't know. We have this kind of phenomenon here.
我刚去香港的时候。
When I went to Hong Kong.
最后要祷告，我就发现有一些人呢。起来，然后上厕所。
When they were about to pray, and some people
或者跑到后面打个电话。
Stood out and went out to the bathroom or make some phone calls.
我祷告到一半，我就注意看那些人有没有回来啊。
So during half time during prayer, I look see if those people return.
所以我就看到原来是属于祷告惧怕主的那一种人呢。
Those people who are afraid of prayer.
所以我在下一堂聚会，我就特别勉励这一方面的事。
So, in the next service, I gave encouragement.
大家都很聪明。
They were very smart.
勉励一次，大家都不敢再犯。
After one encouragement, they no longer made the same mistake.
所以还没有祷告，唱诗，他们就赶快去回来，专心祷告一二十分钟。
If they need to do something during this hymn singing, they did this, and then they returned to prayer.
人都很聪明。
Everyone is smart.
但是有一种惰性。
But sometimes we are lazy.
有一种害怕。
Sometimes we have fear. 甚
至不了解祷告的意义。
We don't understand the meaning of
prayer. 他没有办法成为祷告军团的这个一员呢。
They cannot become a soldier in the group of prayer.
如果缺乏祷告，你要怎么做基督精兵呢？
If we lack prayer, how can we be Christian soldiers?
那我就现在要讲一个见证。
Now I'd like to share a testimony.
有一个传道人。
There's a pastor.
他被派到一个地方注目。
He was assigned to become a resident pastor in a church.
注目三个教会，还有三个祈祷所。
And that area has three churches and three prayer houses.
人数加起来大概900多，将近1000名。
So together there are about 900 to 1000 members.
那有一个祈祷所，它是在都会区的一个郊区。
There's one prayer house in the suburb of a metropolitan area.
是在一个小山顶上面，而那个地方又是观光区。
That is it's on the top of hill. It's a sightseeing place.
那个传道做见证这样讲啊。
The pastor later testified.
他有一天呢，第一次到那边报道注目的时候。
When he first went that place.
一看到那个教会就哭了嘞。
When he saw that church, he wept.
我们人常常哭啊。
People often wept.
但是问题你哭什么啊？
What are we weeping for?
有的太太啊，这个先生少给他100块美金啊，他就哭啊，你为什么把100块藏起来啊？
Sometimes a wife will cry because the husband did not give her enough money.
那个传道看到教会就哭。
But some pastor, when they saw church, they cried.
在这个时代还有教会荒凉呢。
And in this time, he saw a very desolate church.
整个教会你站在那边一看呢、啊，就掉眼泪。
And the whole church, when you look at it, you cried.
从那个窗户看到会堂里面。
So you look the the chapel from the window.
感觉上不知道多久都没有聚会、啊。
It's as if many people didn't. There's no service for a long time.
很脏。
It was very
dirty. 没有整理。
It was not clean.
然后到教会后面那个小小的传道房。
So he went to the pastor room.
打开门。
When he opened the door.
垃圾东西一堆。
A lot of garbage there.
再打开里面的一个小门。
And he opened a small door there.
谁睡在传道房啊？
Who was sitting in the pastor room?
原来是一个外邦人酒鬼啊，睡在里面。
A homeless man, alcoholic was
传道房变成酒鬼房啊。
The pastor room became the room for an alcoholic.
那个传道真的哭了。
And the pastor wept.
教会怎么这样？
How can the church become like this?
没有人吗？
And nobody there?
信徒都在啊。
Actually, the believers were there.
就是没有人聚会。
But nobody come to church.
哎呀，这个很奇怪呢，在现代的地方还有会有这样的事情发生呢。
It's very strange.
啊，那个传道就跑去找那个老教务。
So the pastor went to see the RA.
在他家用餐。
So he had a meal with
him. 后来有一个老姐妹一起来。
Another old sister came.
三个人一起吃饭。
And three people eat together.
那个教务煮的饭呢？
And actually, RA cooked the meal.
我问他，这个那个传道人就问那个教务啊，你的太太呢
？So the pastor asked RA, "Where's your wife?"
太太会喝酒，是不在。
My wife like to drink, so she's not
there. 吃完晚餐，走出他们的家门啊。
After dinner, they came from the home.
看到在那个马路正中央，两个青年打架。
There were two youths fighting on the road.
刚好就是那个教务的儿子跟那个老姐妹的儿子拿刀在打。
Actually, it was the son of the RA and the son of that old sister. They were fighting with a knife.
他们两个就跟那个传道说：“很抱歉呐、啊，
so,
我们已经很久没有聚会了。
”And they apologized to the ministers. I'm sorry.
刚才那两个打架的是我的孩子跟他的孩子拿刀。
These two young people were our children.
这什么地方？
What kind of place is this?
传道真的提着很沉重的脚步走。
So with a very heavy, heavy heart, the pastor left.
第一天来报道就看到这样的情形。
In his first day of arriving there, he saw this.
实在很难过。
And he was very sad in his
heart. 后来那个传道就跟他们讲啊，晚上聚会，我们就纯粹祷告了。
So he announced, in that evening, we will just pray.
在祷告当中，那两个老人家哭了。
In that prayer, those two old members cried.
他说就剩下他们两个偶尔会来祷告。
They say, we are the only two people left. And the rest believers disappeared.
就拼世界了。拼世界了。
They went to the world to make a living there.
后来三个人一起祷告。
So three people prayed.
真的就祷告。
And just through prayer.
这位传道哭了。
This minister prayed.
两个老人家哭了。
And two old members cried.
教会经营这么久，到后来变成这样。
And the church has become to such a poor state.
真的很难过的。
It was a very sorrowful event.
一面祷告一面哭。
While they were praying, and they cried.
祷告了差不多二十分钟。
After praying for 20-some minutes,
奇妙的事发生了。
A miraculous thing happened.
三个声音变成四个声音。
There were only three people, but they heard four
sounds. 变成八个声音。
And like eight people there.
变成十二个声音。
Like 12 people there.
哎呀，奇妙奇妙。
It's very miraculous.
祷告四十分钟以后。
After praying for 40 minutes,
起来。
They stood up.
一个会堂里面十二个人呢。
In that chapel there were 12 people.
传道很稀奇。
And the pastor was surprised.
就问你怎么来的。
He asked those members, "How did you come?"
有一个信徒就讲。
One member said,
我正在洗澡。
I was taking a shower.
奇怪，我的耳朵被打开，听到教会有祷告的声音呀。
Somehow I heard there's a praying song in the church.
一面洗啊，淋雨，眼睛也是流水啊。穿好衣服跑到教会一起祷告啊。
So I was a shower and I I would start crying. So after a shower, I went to the church. And another one said, I was watching TV.
看最喜欢的节目,
his favorite show.
结果他听不到电视的声音啊。
All of a sudden, he cannot listen to the sound of TV.
耳朵被打开，听到教会的祷告声哎。
His ear was open. He heard the voice of prayer. Another person was cooking in dinner.
哇，那个香味那么浓，又是细细细的声音，耳朵被打开，听到教会在祷告。
And she suddenly heard the praying sound in the church.
有一个正在开车，他下班回来。
Another person was driving on his way.
哇，放着那个音乐。
And he was listening music in his car.
这不是我们现代的人，年轻人开车放音乐。
Like a youth, many young people like to listen to music.
耳朵被打开，听到教会的祷告声。
And suddenly he could no longer hear music, but only listen the praying sound in church.
有的本来要开着车要去办事。
Another person was driving car to another place.
正在开车门的时候，耳朵被打开，听到教会有祷告声。
He was opening the door and he heard the praying sound in church.
这些人听到教会有祷告声，最起码隔了2公里以外的地方哎。
These people was at least 2 kilometers away from the church.
离2公里以外，甚至5公里以外。 怎么听得到那3个人在教会祷告声呢?
Or even 5 kilometers away, how can they hear the sound of praying in church?
感谢主，Thank God. 神打开他们的耳朵。
God opened their ears.
这三个人在教会为教会的荒凉堕落代祷。
When these three people was praying in the church for the desolate condition of church,
就在同样的时间，神伸发神迹出来。
At the same time, God demonstrated his miracle.
奇妙，奇妙。
Very miraculous.
结果大家很感动。
Many people were moved.
每一个人都说出见证。
Everyone give testimonies.
抱在一起哭。
And they cry together.
就在当场决定每天早上要早祷会了。
And then decided, every morning they have prayer meeting.
然后开始要有聚会了。
They will start the service again.
这个传道也很配合。
And the pastor worked with them.
就把多一点时间放在这个地方, 因为比较软弱。
He spent more time in this church.
他也愿意吃苦。
He was willing to suffer with them.
所以那个传道一说啊, 我要在这里睡觉。
So the pastor said, I will sleep here.
那个老护者说传道, 你有没有开玩笑?
The board member said, are you joking?
我们已经很多年没有传道睡在这里啊。
Many years, no pastor ever sleep here.
我们好像孤儿哎。
We are like an orphan.
都是叫我们下去山脚下那间都会区的教会啊。
They always ask us to go to this other church in the city.
那个传道说你放心。 传道房打扫干净，传道一定住。
The pastor says, "Don't worry. I just clean up this pastor room. I will sleep here."
哇，好不容易整理了。
So they finally clean up the room.
但是那个床铺很简单。
It has a simple bed.
那个传道一躺上去啊，随时要准备那个床铺摔下来。
Because when you lie on that bed, you can easily fall down.
木头做的薄板。
It was made out of thick layer of wood.
底下的脚已经烂了。
And the wood.
很简单的床铺。
It's very simple.
还有两个晚上有这样的经验。
The two nights, there's this kind of experience.
下大雨啊。
It was raining outside.
所以后来那个传道就说到那个小小床铺的一个角落没有下雨的地方。
And it's also raining in the pastor room, so the pastor has to.
早上5:30参加早祷会，那个传道也不讲了，跟负责人讲。
And so it was early in the early prayer, the pastor didn't say this. So the pastor was willing to suffer with them.
比起耶稣使徒的苦算什么?
Compared with the suffering of Jesus, that's not much.
他一样祷告高兴，一样传福音。
So he still prayed and also visited the believers.
还有一个晚上,
There's another evening.
早上起来的时候,
in the morning.
很奇怪，一起来啊。
Very strangely, when he wakes up,
才发现那个小小的床铺全部都是蚂蚁耶。
There was all ants on that bed.
也躺在上面睡耶。
Even the ants were sleeping there.
为什么?
Why?
外面下雨，那个水跑到底下，他们的窝里面都是水，都跑到床铺上面来了。
Because there were raining outside, so the ants crawl up the bed.
神保守那个传道睡觉没有乱动，所以他起来就是一个人形，旁边全部蚂蚁呀。
God protect this pastor, so the ants didn't come up to the pastor. No ants entered his ear.
哎，这个传道起来笑一笑，神很厉害。
And the pastor just smiles, said God is great.
所以他越做工越快乐。
So the more he worked, the more happy he became.
后来过了3个月。
After 3 months,
这个传道就说我们来办诗歌布道会。
We will start a hymnal evangelical service.
那个负责人讲啊。
The board member said, we don't have a choir.
没有关系，底下有几间教会全部叫上来。
No problem. We just ask other church to support us.
我们没有慕道者。
We don't have true seeker.
我们所有的信徒行为软弱啊，外邦人都在笑哎。
All our members are very weak, so all the non-believers laugh at us.
带祷。
No problem. Just pray.
分区和主去访问。
Let's start visiting them.
哇，感谢主哎。
Thank the Lord.
那一天晚上的诗歌布道会。
In that evening's evangelical service.
光那个教会回来的人就将近70个。
Just the old member returning about
70 some
people.
哇，慕道者大人快40个。
And true seeker about 40 some people.
几个诗班来协助，所以至少有超过160个人在那一间教会。
And then with the choir member, there are at least 160 people there.
哇，这个慕道者太多了。
There's so many true seekers.
所以把会堂里面就给慕道者跪。
So when they leave the place in chapel for the true seeker.
信徒就在后面就外教会的旁边外面跪。
And the member just pray outside the chapel.
因为那个会堂啊，比我们这里小一点了。
Because that chapel was very small.
窄一点了。
And narrow than this one.
结果那个传道这样祷告。
So this pastor prayed like this.
哇，感谢主啊。
Lord,
你软弱的子民回来了。
You all your weak member come back.
这些软弱的信徒他们愿意做工了。
Now they are willing to serve you.
现在这么多人在这里。
So many people are there now.
主啊，你要帮忙啊。
Lord, please help.
只有一个传道按手。
There's only one minister laying hands.
怎么可以按这么多的人呢？
How can he lay hands on all the members? There's no time.
所以主啊，你叫我们做的，我们愿意。
Lord, we are willing to do everything you tell us.
这个传道就向神祷告撒娇。
So the pastor just said this to God.
主啊，我没有用啊。
I'm useless.
主啊，你要帮啊。
Please help me.
祷告完了。
After prayer.
这个传道就要准备下来按手。
And the pastor was coming down to lay hands.
哇，会得太急啊，按不进去啊。
Because everybody kneel so close, there's no way. So the pastor can only see them.
一看了就已经十几个得胜灵了嘞。
He noticed about a dozen people already received Holy Spirit.
勉强进去再按一次啊，没有增加一个。
So the pastor tried to lay hand on them.
已经十几个得胜灵很清楚，灵验很大，大大充满嘞。
And there are about a dozen people already received Holy Spirit praying louder.
传道觉得很奇怪。
The pastor was very
puzzled. 哇，十多个得胜灵，过了，祷告十分钟就去按铃了。
So within 10 minutes, already a dozen people received Holy Spirit.
从来没有这么好按手的一次啊。
It's very, it's a good prayer.
每次按手都要拼啊，拼得自己传道也流汗啊。
Sometimes before he has to pray very hard.
如果祷告的人不认真，还要叫他迫切一点啊。
Sometimes a believer was not praying hard, the pastor has to encourage him.
但是一按铃结束的时候啊。
When the prayer was over.
哦，那些慕道者起来讲话哎。
Many true seekers start speaking.
牧师，我刚才看到耶稣来哎。
Pastor, I saw Jesus coming.
又有的起来，牧师，我刚才看到十字架哎。
Pastor, I saw the cross.
牧师，我刚才看到什么？哦，感谢主啊，看到天使啊。
Many people saw visions.
看到主的宝血啊。
Saw the blood of the Lord.
哇，有一个是我们台湾跆拳道的国手的储备选手。
One of true seeker was a candidate for
最后起来讲哎。
And he gave a testimony
last. 看到异象。
He saw a vision.
屋顶不见。
The roof disappeared.
看到神的荣光从天上照下。
He saw the glorious light of God.
照到会堂里面。
Shine into the chapel.
然后看到有一个穿洁白衣服的人很大。
He saw one person dressed in white, very large.
只看到他的下半身。
He can only see the later half, lower half of his body.
但是他的手伸下去，按在每一个人的头上。
And he stretched out his hand and lay hand on each person.
这个国手他就被按的时候啊，全身发热，舌头转动。
So when the hand lays on his head, he become very, he feel very hot.
感觉很好，很舒服啊。
And feel very good.
很快乐啊。
Very joyful.
他看那只手一直往那个其他人那边按。
He saw this hand was laying hand on all the people.
听到这个见证。
When he
那个传道很高兴啊。
Pastor heard this testimony, he was very joyful.
向神撒娇，神愿意帮忙。
He prayed to God like a child.
难怪传道再按也没有啊，原来主耶稣早就先按
No wonder there's no need for the pastor to lay hand on them. So the whole church revived. And they have an RE
club.
And there was choir. The sacred word became prosperous. Thank the Lord. It started from the prayer of three old members. And God hear their prayer. We care the development of the whole church. You will desire God's abundance. There's no need to argue each other. There's no need to fight for certain positions. Or our mind is focused on the development of the church. And God will be glorified. And the people of God increase. And the church has good testimony. And this is the result of intercessory prayer. Everyone has a duty.
大大小小都要融入这种代祷的动作里头。
Whether old or young, we have to do this task.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless all of us.
我们唱诗 136首。
Let's sing hymn 136.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's sing the first verse and last verse.
请坐。
Please be seated.
虽然我们的时间多了一点，
even though we went over time a little bit，
但是我们还是要花一点时间，好好的、认真的在主耶稣面前祷告。
We still need to spend time to have a good prayer before the Lord.
当我们准备心真的来投入到这个祷告里面的时候，
So when we prepare our heart to devote ourselves in prayer，
你就能够感受到在耶稣基督面前祷告的那种快乐。
You will enjoy the joy before Jesus Christ.
甚至感受到在圣灵里面的祷告的那种体会。
And you will have the true feeling of praying in the Holy Spirit.
我们每一个人都可以体验。
One of us can have this experience.
但我们要准备好自己。
But we must prepare our heart.
昨天晚上有两位大人弟兄也领受了圣灵。
Last night, two adult members, brothers, receive Holy Spirit.
当时,
while they were praying for Holy Spirit,
其实有很多人关心也为他们代祷。
Actually, many people were praying for them too.
当他们得到的时候, 众信徒也是欢喜快乐。
So when they receive Holy Spirit, everyone was very happy for them.
彼此认罪, 互相代求。
When we confess each other and pray for each other,
所有的事要在祷告里面求神成全。
And everything will be accomplished through prayer.
同样的, 我们也是这样做祷告。
We pray in the same way.
所以还没有得到圣灵的, 请您跪到第一排。
So those who have not received Holy Spirit, please
得到,
kneel in the first row.
得到圣灵的人, 要祈求其他更多恩惠, 就跪在第二排以后。
If you have received Holy Spirit, please kneel and from the second row onward.
请在座的长执、传道也一起按手。
We ask the deacon to help to lay hand.
我们就利用一点点时间来做这样的祷告。
We will spend some time to pray now.
神要垂听祷告，并不在乎祷告时间的长短。
When God hears our prayer, it doesn't matter the length of prayer.
你用心，短短也一样神垂听。
Even a short prayer with heart, God will listen.
像刚刚见证那个教会，才祷告十分钟，十几个得圣灵。
Just like the one I testify, they just pray for 10 minutes, a dozen people receive Holy Spirit. This is all up to God.
我们也用这样的信心来去接受。
We need to have this kind of faith.
我们现在一起开始感谢祷告。
Let's pray together.
请接受按手的到前面。
Those who want to receive laying a hand, please come forward.